Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, verses 35 through 41. In those days, Paul and Barnabas remained in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord, with many others also. And after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Come, let us return and visit the brethren in every city where we proclaimed the word of the Lord, and see how they are." And Barnabas wanted to take with them John, called Mark. But Paul thought best not to take with them one who had withdrawn from them in Pamphylia, and had not gone with them to the work. And there arose a sharp contention, so that they separated from each other. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of the Lord. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Today's Gospel is according to St. John, chapter 10, verses 27 through 38. The Lord said to the Jews who came to him, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." The Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" The Jews answered him, "It is not for a good work that we stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father consecrated and sent into the world, 'You are blaspheming, because I said I am the Son of God'? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe my works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." On this day, the 12th of May, we commemorate Yermanos, Patriarch of Constantinople. Saint Yermanos, who was from Constantinople, was born to an illustrious family, the son of Justinian the Patrician. First, he became Metropolitan of Cyzicus. In 715, he was elevated to the throne of Constantinople. But because of his courageous resistance to Leo the Isaurian's impious decree, which inaugurated the war upon the holy icons, he was exiled from his throne in 715. He lived the rest of his life in privacy and reposed about 740, full of days. The foremost of his writings is that which deals with the six ecumenical councils. He wrote many hymns also, as is apparent from the titles of many Stichera and Idomela, among which are those for the feast of the meeting in the temple. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.